While there are so many reasons to see Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, here are Gina Della from Pella's top 10 reasons to visit PellaWI.com now. Number 10, Pella of Wisconsin installs year-round. Number 9, every Pella of Wisconsin installer is Pella certified to ensure your complete satisfaction. Number 8, Pella of Wisconsin teams complete installation in as little as one day. Numbers 7 through 5, a 2020 survey rated Pella Windows number 1 for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. Numbers 4 and 3, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has 6 lines to fit your style and financing to fit any budget. Number 2, now Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's featured offer gives you 5 years, no interest, plus 5 months, no payments. And the number 1 reason to see Pella of Wisconsin now, these offers end January 31st. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com, PellaWI.com, or call 855-PELLA-WI, 855-PELLA-WI. Tell them Regular Joe sent you. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
Principles, integrity, merit, and conservatism without an apology. Welcome to the Regular Joe Show.
Welcome back. Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe, here with you at 9:54 on this Tuesday morning. You can be a part of our conversation. 888-455-1360. 888-455-1360. I want to check the texts here. We'll get to the phones here in just one second. So in reference to Joe Biden's claim about George Floyd having a bigger global impact, the person writes, Joe, Martin Luther King didn't have paid communist protesters burning down our cities. Well, yes, there's that little detail. Because, after all, Martin Luther King actually wanted to effect positive change. Winsome Sears, the new lieutenant governor of the state of Virginia, who I think is just phenomenal and fantastic, she addressed this, actually. She was on Special Report with Brett Baer. And she, yesterday, on Martin Luther King's holiday, and one of the comments she made was to address directly the difference between what we see now in what Martin Luther King really called for. Cut number 8.
Being divisive. Martin Luther King Jr., that's what he wanted. I want to read something to you very quickly, sure. What he said. Always feel that you have worth and always feel that your life has ultimate significance. Did he talk about the oppressed, the oppressors, mm-hmm. the victims, all that? No. Light a candle. To light a candle is to find the solution. But to curse the darkness is to be a victim. I am not a victim. Our children are not victims. We are going to not just survive, they are going to thrive.
Virginia is in very good hands with her as a lieutenant governor. I think she's fantastic and will only get better. Going to go back to the phones, 888-455-1360. Ron, on the road. Good morning. Oh, Ron's not on the road. Do we have the right? We have the right line, or do we lose Ron? We must have lost Ron. Okay, well, Ron, though, if I understand correctly, he was on the road, so you lose cell phones sometimes. He said he encountered the same thing at another provider, and I'm looking at the text line, and I've got one that said, yep, 90 days where he went to. This one says, hey, Joe, my granddaughter tested positive for COVID and had to reschedule her procedure but does not have to test again because the reschedule is within 90 days. So this has got to be a newer development. Anyway, I did send something off to a couple of my doctor contacts to get more information because I'm not familiar with this, but this would fly directly. Shocking to know that this would go directly against Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci, where they're saying that, look, we need more testing. And in fact, we know, again, part of the reason there's home tests up to this point has been, well, then, when can I come back to work? Well, test, make sure you're okay. And if it sits there for 90 days, which, again, I can understand if a virus is just sitting in your system dormant or, dying for 90 days, then what's the point of all the testing in the first place? What exactly, particularly for asymptomatic people, what in the world? I did that. What in the world is the point? There is no point. That's the real thing. There is no point. Once again, we get into this world, this weird circular logic they put out there, where when you try to make sense of it, when you try to apply reason and logic, it never adds up. And that becomes, again, this whole reason why people are distrustful of what's going on. Well, there's a big piece of the puzzle as to the why. Because quite simply, people aren't getting a straight answer to a lot of questions that are very important. Speaking of those, by the way, we had the decision, and this is, we're going to get into this in the next segment. Last week, the judge said, look, ballot boxes left around the city aren't legal. They have to, you can't use them. Well, there's a struggle in Milwaukee of how do they prevent people from using these drop boxes. We'll get into that top of the next hour.
This is the Regular Joe Radio Show.